It's a Thursday morning. It's a great Thursday morning for you. Because you're listening to News of My Fiance here on X-Ray FM.
Ooh, confidence.
You know. That's how you gotta move into the latter part of the week, man.
Indeed. Indeed. The latter day. Never mind.
No, okay. I don't think that was necessary.
Good morning, fiance. Ambush, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I can barely hear myself.
All right.
There's a bit of a hum.
Okay.
I don't know if they can hear it, you know.
I don't think they can. I'll make some adjustments.
Are you listening? Nate, are you there? Let us know what the... Oh, now I can't hear anything. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. I must just be in here pushing buttons and just... Let's see what happens. That's not always true. Good morning.
Who am I?
We'll just move forward.
Yeah.
We don't need to dwell in your lives. That's fine.
Wow.
Oh.
Dwell in my lies?
Yeah, we don't need to do it. Right?
In front of the fiancés.
No, that's a united front, babe. I'm saying that we don't need...
Your lies?
We just don't need to sit in them and then, you know, have to deal with that later.
You know what? I'm gonna make a public apology right now to some of my brothers in comics.
Uh-oh.
Last weekend, there was a Frankenstein comic book swap. And usually, you know, every time it happens, you know, my schedule's all over the place and I want to be there and I can't make it or something. It's not in a part of town that's convenient for you to just pop up. Last weekend, the Frankenstein comic book swap was at Lloyd Center in the old H&M. Which is three doors down from the numbers.
The Lloyd Center in the...
Center
in the middle of it all?
The city. The middle of it all.
And also in the same building as you were?
Yeah.
Were you there that day?
I was at the Pam office that day. Ooh. But, I mean, a hop, skip, and a jizzump right there.
Indeed.
And who did I miss out on seeing?
Uh-oh.
Roots.
Oh, get out of town.
Yeah. I missed out on seeing Rudo. And Ibrahim was there.
Come on. You really did one of those mess ups.
Yeah. It was a full mess up.
Yeah.
Shout out to my guys, Ibrahim and Mustafa, who just celebrated a birthday recently. Happy birthday, bro. And Rudo. I miss, you know, opportunities to, you know, give you a solid ribbing. In person, but we'll have that. I'll have the ability to do that at the X-ray party.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, the 10th anniversary X-ray party and at the next staff meeting. Please do not bring me any more Scott Baio records.
Please bring more records that are not Scott Baio, but are in the same realm.
Please ignore that request.
Oh.
Any hoodles.
Silencing me again.
Yeah, this is what I'm doing. If anyone wonders... It's not just Thursday mornings in the 7:30 hour in which I silence black women. I do work like this.
Whoa. Talk about embarrassing me. What in the world?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I couldn't even pull it off. It's terrible. I try harder, Ambush.
Ambush, I'm having a hard time keeping up.
Okay.
There have just been so many things. We do this every week. Just how, Irma Gerd, how did 17 things happen in the last 2 days?
Bruh.
Or how did I not get back to that story from last week that I needed to follow up on? And now it's like, you know, already four steps ahead.
Yeah.
And I'm lost. You struggle with that.
You'd be like, is the story even relevant anymore? It was from last week.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because if it were not live and, you know, a weekly content for news, it'd be different.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if it would be different because when I was doing Free Game I definitely would be like, in the middle of writing something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if we need to talk about this anymore.
Still?
I don't even want to hear it.
I've tried to make a point to let Morgan know people are tuning in for your opinion. They could be on something that happened 200 years ago. They want to hear your opinion.
And I don't disbelieve you, mm-hmm. you know? So, there's that.
That's all she's got for me. That's all she got. She didn't say, I believe you. Be clear, guys. I don't disbelieve
you. Yeah, you know, I'm not, I don't think you're lying. But, you know.
You don't think I'm prophesying either. No. The reluctance. The audible reluctance.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, good morning, fiancés. How are you this fine Thursday? I don't see any text messages yet, so the internet must be off. just go ahead and do a couple of refreshes here and make sure I'm on the Wi-Fi.
On the Wi-Fi.
On the Wi-Fi, if you will.
Yeah.
Ambush, did you know? And this is a big one. This is a, whoa, Morgan, you didn't see that coming this week. Did you know that the founder of Urban Alchemy is a Dolezal?
You want to know what's real funny about that? I did know. And the only reason I know, shout out to Taib, one of my mentors from back east. He actually sent me that. And I watched it and I was just so caught off guard. I was like, wait, she's doing what now?
She is doing what?
And I meant to text him last night telling him we were going to be talking about it today when I saw it on our script. But he was like, I said, you know what? We talked about Urban Alchemy, but we didn't know. I didn't know this angle, this part of it. And he was like, what did y'all talk about? I was like, on the news show. He said, y'all too woke.
Get them out of here.
Y'all too woke.
Go back to sleep. I mean, I just want to say, do you have any, can we comprehend just how insidious it is to pretend to be a black woman and then become a millionaire by exploiting people? Can we begin to comprehend how gross that is? Like, the worst. One thing that is tough with racism is the projections, right? The, you're doing identity politics, when really I'm just saying my identity. That's there it. Is no other, I'm not doing it for political gain or my campaign. Like, it's but then people who should not be identifying as something else do that, and it doesn't get called identity politics. It's like, give this woman an NAACP award.
Bruh.
Like, on panels talking about African-American anything. Madame.
Yeah.
And to be clear, if you are a historian, an expert in that field, in the way of academia, and you have studied, different story.
Right.
I am not saying that white folks cannot talk about things that have happened. But what you certainly can't do is say you were involved on that.
Things in which you were involved.
On that side. I mean, I don't even... If you are able to take your braid wig off and then put on a different outfit and you are, you know, just Sharon, then it's a costume.
It's, I don't know if you've heard this song. It's by the Out of Casts.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Take Off Your Cool.
Featuring one Snora Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? No, it... I'm at a loss for words because still today, this is a thing we want to do. We want to pretend to be black. For what? For what?
Well, it's amazing the benefit that people pretending to be black get, and then the black people don't get that benefit, and then the black people have to argue with racist white people on the internet about affirmative action.
You know what?
Like, are you out of your mind?
Now, let me ask you this.
No, I don't have to argue on the internet.
No.
Okay.
Okay, I was going to say. If she's out here pretending to be black, right? But then going to war with the white racists on the internet.
Oh, she's not, though.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It was a hype or theft.
Yeah, no, but don't.
don't hype or theft.
No.
Gotcha.
The devil don't need no advocate. Like, that ain't what I mean. That ain't what I said. I'm not, I ain't dealing with this.
The devil don't need no advocate.
Yeah, to receive a benefit that actual black women don't receive. I mean, the immediate, respect and regard for those ladies.
What's this woman's name? I can't remember.
It is Lena Miller.
Lena Miller. Okay, yes. So you guys remember Urban Alchemy. We talk about them quite frequently on here. They received the contract for the homeless camps or the concentration camps, internment situations. There was a lot of skepticism about them receiving this contract because the news was already out from the work they were doing in San Francisco and I believe other cities. Well, it was terrible. It was some would describe it as kind of like one of those early scenes in Scarface. And it was just all types of madness happening within that camp they had down there. Like, you had people working for Urban Alchemy committing the crimes on the populace that they're supposed to be protecting.
Right now, that's happening.
Currently.
Currently this second.
RICO charges.
No, but I mean currently right now, someone working, getting a paycheck from them is absolutely trafficking methamphetamine.
Yeah, yeah. Like, meth and amphetamines.
Yeah.
Being trafficked. And yeah, they're facing RICO charges, like all of this stuff. And Portland City Council was like, get over here, your old best friend I never met before. Come get this contract.
There's just, you know, I just really wonder, like, who said, what does the vetting process look like? And then why isn't there one?
It's done over Zoom. That's why this woman was able to pretend she was black.
She was pretending to be black in front of people. Okay. This is not her first rodeo.
This is not. She's a Carter cowboy.
All right. Thank you for listening to News with My Fiance.
We got a pretty good couple of good texts this morning. Good morning. On my pop quiz, I have background hums, missed Frankenstein connections, and casual massage noir.
Checked all the boxes. Welcome to Thursday. Good morning, fiance.
Good morning, fiance. We got another good morning.
It is a good morning. I'm a little bit, like, as I was saying, it's hard to keep up. I'm a little bit late on a bunch of things. And yesterday I was playing catch up with some things and stumbled upon the story of the Republican senator of Nebraska, Senator Halloran.
Yeah.
I think he was on the House floor to sort of argue to ban certain books from all of the school libraries.
Right.
And he wanted everybody to understand how serious he was about it. So I think he thought he was at a rap battle.
He did. He did. He thought he was going to get several Don DeMarcos for this.
He definitely thought.
He was like, I'm going to rack him up. At least three Dons on this. A couple bang bangs, some explosions.
Mom spaghetti. That man went on the floor and read an excerpt of a survivor of rape, her account of it. He read it on the floor, which is an interesting choice.
Very interesting choice.
But the cherry on top, the Republican cherry on top, was that he continued to insert another senator's name as he was reading these things. And interesting enough, there are two Senator Kavanaughs in Nebraska's Senate, a brother and sister. And the speculation was he said at some point, the first time he said Kavanaugh's, you know, there was a.
Right.
So we don't really know which one he was saying this to. Don't we, though? Don't we? Also, the fact that he was looking directly at somebody when he was saying these things, he wasn't looking down. As soon as he said a name, he was looking right directly at someone. There is something to be said about a person who thinks that they are the moral authority on something and then goes and harasses a coworker.
Right.
Flat out harassing. Menacing. In front of everyone on the public record. And then his response to it was just sort of like, I mean, should I have said the senator's name? No. But sometimes in debate, you say things that you need to take back or that, didn't mean. Or,
that's what has been labeled as his apology?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Wow.
It should be labeled a response. It's his second round in the rap battle.
First round, personals.
Wow. That's sticking with me because this is also, first of all, why is it so hard for certain people to say words of body parts? Like,
Oh, yeah.
Like, Mans was really hitting the words hard, you know?
Here's the thing. If it's that difficult for you, just don't do it. I don't need it. No one needed it.
No one needed that.
Least of all that senator. That was when you showed it to me, and I'm glad you did the way you did. Like, you know, I got a chance to see the whole thing as opposed to some news coverage. And the way that they edited them editing certain things and, you know, put it in different orders. It was paralyzing. It was so disgusting. It was paralyzing. And I'm not saying this like, oh, so egregious. How could it ever? I don't care about all that house floor decorum, any of that foolishness. It's fake. But to do that was just like, whoa.
To feel justified in it. To feel like he's there doing the right thing. Like, these are performances.
Yeah.
And that's the part that you harassed a fellow senator in order to make a point you didn't actually make. Like, you overshadowed your own point by making it.
Right. Making it personal.
By making it. Yeah. But, and also, like, slimy.
Yeah.
Because there's really actually no reason for you to read those things. Like, out of context, it is seems wild that you know, excerpt would be in a book that, you know, a minor could read.
Right.
And that is not wild to me, to be clear, because sexual assault, rape, that happens. That is not.
It
age knows no band.
Yeah.
A bound. Like, there is no boundary there. And we absolutely know that the more that we keep information from kids, the less they know that they are being harmed.
Right.
It is.
Whose interest does that serve?
I wonder.
Those who commit the harm, maybe.
Maybe the PDF files.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe.
Yeah. Anyone that would challenge whether, you know, they need to, especially from the right, whether they should children has should have access to the information. These like the same people that are saying, but when you do get assaulted sexually, you do end up pregnant, you are required to keep that baby.
Oh, for sure-sies. I mean,
protect children.
Yeah.
Make them early parents.
Well, protect children, make them pay for their consequences.
Oh.
Pay the consequences of their actions.
Protect children of children. Protect children time two. Is that what they're
going? Maybe we need to just be saying, like, protect embryos.
Oh!
Protect the thought of pregnancy.
That's what I'm talking about. Protect pregnant pauses.
Okay. Huh? That is absolutely not what was
That's just, where you were going.
I don't think you can tell me that.
Up with the patriarchy.
Okay. Okay. I'm about to move on.
You guys are always talking down, down, down. I just want to be a little, you know, revolutionary.
All the way up, huh?
Yeah.
Nothing can stop you.
Hey, I'll find a clean version.
No need.
Okay.
The other thing I missed was the Mississippi Goon Squad.
Oh, my God.
Which is a team, you know.
Collection.
A subgroup. Inside of the Boys in Blue of Mississippi.
Because that's what they need.
A subgroup?
Yeah, an affinity group.
I mean, no, but it's not even like an affinity group. This is like the, you know, it'd be like our gang task force that they keep saying, we just rename it gun reduction.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right, team.
Gang task force. Now it's, I don't remember, but there's a name.
No, it's Riot Cops. I mean, where else are they going to be able to do their implement some of the training? Got to get out here in these streets with those batons. 6% raise. I'm jumping ahead, but go ahead. Goon Squad.
This is a group of police officers who were torturing people.
Yeah.
Torturing multiple citizens. And they started to get sentenced. Three of them have been sentenced. One of them received a 40-year sentence for racist torture yesterday.
Wow.
And the reason, you know, I feel important to talk about these kind of things, especially in moments when we are still arguing about how much money the police should be given or what actually keeps a community safe or the kind of policing culture there is, and how, you know, you can't train culture out. We are currently dealing with our own cop problem, if you will.
Yeah.
And to see, let's think of it this way. Right now with Measure 110 being revamped, if you will.
Right.
Many people are, you know, saying stop. Number one, stop doing this. Number two, what you are, the entire reason to do this in the first place was to create opportunities for treatment and help.
Right.
And to stop the disproportionate arrest of Black and brown people and certainly poor people. We said the police do not need to arrest people doing this. This is a ticket. This is a get them the information they need to get to treatment.
Right.
The police absolutely decided not to do that.
Yep.
The police decided not to do that. And then they complained about all of the, you know, calls that they had to get of fentanyl overdoses, but you didn't do the thing you were supposed to do.
Right.
All to serve the idea that, you know, that doesn't work, guys. We gotta get back out there. We gotta be arresting.
And to be clear, they didn't do the thing they were supposed to do, and they also were not given proper tools and guidance. And the reason I'm saying that is not to scapegoat them, but to indict those above them. Like,
because it's not just the police.
Right.
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 If you are supposed to give out a flyer, a card.
A ticket.
That's supposed to have information on it. It has to have the information on it.
Yeah, they're supposed to be giving out treatment information.
But we also know that phone numbers were not on these flyers for quite some time.
Right.
So a joke, really. But when we say that people are disproportionately impacted by policing, it is incredibly hard for someone who has never been on that side of the law to understand how traumatizing it is. And just how there is nothing in me that believes that you can reform a culture like that. You cannot reform that.
No.
You cannot rethink it. And we'll just add some different slides into the deck. The performative nature of, I don't want to deal with the problem at hand, so I'm not going to. What I will do is spend more time, more money, more energy on pretending like I care or pretending like I'm doing it than ever giving it the opportunity to just learn.
Right.
So these cops in Mississippi were torturing Black people. And this is into now. This is not in 1819.
Right.
So when things like this are happening right now, and then you have people mad at, you know, the BLM riots, as they call them, when really they need to be mad at the police. I don't know about every city, but I know here, the things that people are mad at are police militarization tactics. I'm the only word coming to mind is weapon, but, you know, like tear gas and the flashbangs and the LRAD thing. And that's what people, that's what kept you up at night.
I wonder who was doing that.
Where? And did they have to? I think that this is what we really have to, like, sit it back and look. Was it just the most outrageously could not keep that contained? You know what I mean? Could not at all. No. They escalate everything that they possibly can.
It's fun. How else do they get to use their tool?
You don't get to put on the riot gear if you don't have a riot to go to, right?
So let's start a riot.
Let's make sure there's something out there. I mean, they were so, not just confrontational, but violent.
Yeah.
Aggressive, menacing. I mean, there's too much video that exists of Portland police walking through crowds and just viciously pushing people over.
Yeah. Snatching them up.
Viciously snatching people.
And someone thought it was a bright idea. Someone's thought it was a bright idea to augment the police and give them a riot club. It's kind of like chess club or, you know, archery. You know, little extracurricular stuff for PPP to do. Join our riot club.
Well, that's the thing. And we will get into that story. We will be talking about the Portland riot police and the latest third party investigation that has given a recommendation of more cops. But make sure you train them real hard and keep your executive eyes on it. The brass. The brass got to keep their eyes on them, you know?
Yeah, the current chief of police said, you know, there's a lot of eyes on this, both externally and internally.
Now, I wonder what that means, chief of police.
Are these the same eyes that see police officers with racist tattoos? If it's the same set of eyes.
I don't know if those eyes see those tattoos.
Oh, you
know?
They don't
care what you guys say. Much like seeing color, yeah, they don't see racist symbols. I think that that's probably the case. So, yeah, remember when people are saying that police keep us safe?
Mm-hmm. People.
I want you to think about every single instance that just pops in your head, because there are so many. You cannot keep track of them. You cannot keep track of the amount of people killed. You cannot think of the amount of, we don't know the amount of people that have been harmed by police.
Right.
We absolutely do not know. But from what has been reported and what you know to be that has happened, there is no reason any citizen would trust that is a system to rely on for protection.
Right.
Like, they protect property. They do not protect people. And the people that I guess they might protect are inside a property they own.
Right. They're the property owner.
And they have a bunch of zeros in an offshore bank account, you know?
Yeah.
It's really gross because we're still sitting, like, the fact that that is happening on today.
Yeah.
The fact that there are police officers torturing people right now, and then you are still under somebody is under the impression that Barack Obama made racism go away again. Yeah.
This
you know?
Is a post-racial America, Morgan. Get over it already.
Get it to gaba.
Come on. You want to stay in the past. You know, racism would stop happening if you stop bringing it up.
If I would just stop talking about it.
Yeah.
We got a text. Fiancés. The thugs in this town love to smash our collective community efforts to craft change. The larger narrative. While the city of Portland put harm on our community.
P-town.
That's, baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't imagine being a third-party investigator and seeing any of the video that is readily available on social media sites and being like, get these guys back in action.
Right.
But we'll move forward. I don't want to get too deep into your story, the story.
Yeah.
We'll also be talking about the tic-tac-toe band.
Oh my gosh. I should have got that Nancy Pelosi drop. I don't know what I was thinking. You did see it.
Well, where did I just get tic-tac-toe from?
Okay, I was just, okay. All right. I mean, you're clever on your own, you know?
Would we call it clever? I don't know. Okay, I don't. Yikes. Nancy definitely thought she ate with that one. She was like, and it's a tic-tac-toe. I mean, everybody's doing a rap battle. It's amazing.
Oh, we need a rap battle compilation.
Don DeMarco.
Mm.
Anyway.
That was so cringe. Oh, I sound like one of the youth. I just don't know how to describe how I felt when I saw her do that. I literally cringed.
Yeah.
Nancy. Enough of you.
Stop that.
Yeah.
We're also going to be talking about that poor guy, Donald John Trump. I mean, when I think of Donald Trump at this point, there are many things I think about. But one that stands out, especially when it has anything to do with money, is that clip of Ivanka when she's like, I don't know, 13 or 16 or something. Mm. And she's like, I remember walking down the streets of New York with my dad. And we were walking up to Trump Tower and we walked past a homeless man sleeping on the street. And my dad said, look at that man. He has more money than me.
What?
Because we didn't have, you know, there was no liquid.
Oh, my gosh.
Thing is, he was right because...
Because he was Donald lying Trump, about his valuation.
Yeah, Donald Trump plays with other people's money. He don't have none. I mean, that is how rich people keep their money, is playing with other people's money. It's but I mean, I just really want him to start being treated like the welfare queen that he is. Because this dude went out in real life and was like, patriots, put your money up. I gotta pay this.
Yeah. They're trying to take us out.
And by this, I mean, you. You gotta pay this.
We gotta. This is a us situation, guys. Come to our rescue.
Come to our rescue.
Bail us out.
If I can just get a few of you.
And if he doesn't get this money together, well, let's not get deep into the story. But
yeah.
Woo, doggy is gonna be fun.
Mm. So we got riot cops.
Rip roaring time.
We got the poor.
The poor, yes.
And TikTok.
Yeah.
Getting banned for, I don't know.
Doing what Meta does. I don't
idea.
Know. You know, I don't know. MJ, what was that Cudi song you were humming this morning?
I believe, I know for certain it's on the new album Insano.
Right, right.
I believe.
Is that Electro Wave Baby?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
We'll play that.
We'll give it a try and see. I think I have some clean Cudi in here.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yeah. Rudo says, good morning, X-Ray fam. Stay in vitamins, say your school, and eat your prayers.
Nope. No, Rudo.
Hugs and kisses, Rudo. I don't know. I don't know. He's quite the gem. Quite the gem. All right, this is going to happen to a music break, and then we will come back with the stories on News of My Fiancé. Go time. Back to News of My Fiancé with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. Let me tell you something right now. Y'all lucky y'all don't hear that song every other week. Woo! It's a classic for me. For sure.
That Cudi though.
That yeah, man. That I'm so glad we had a clean version of that, the rock. Can't go wrong with Cutter. Can't go wrong. We got a
text.
Y'all
love that album or
yo, the album's
bananas. Have you listened to Insano yet by Kid Cudi? You're welcome.
We got a text. The welfare queen myth fully realized in Donald Rump.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Shout out P-Town. I love when they send in the dog photography.
Oh, nice.
Yes. But yes, welcome back to News of My Fiancé. This is DJ Ambush and Morgan Jones. Join the conversation. Shoot us a text at 971-220-5979. That is 971-220-5979. And shout out to all our fiancés that do not text. That maybe, yeah. You know, hey, man, you're back and forth. You're running the kids to school. You're just working.
Getting yourself dressed.
You know? Hey.
Can't be stopping to be all thumbs.
Yeah.
You know, but you're here.
You're here.
You're with us.
And we love it.
We do.
Yeah.
Big hearts.
Big hearts. All right. What do we want to jump into first here? I got you all primed for the ticky tock. I can jump right in that.
I would you please?
All right.
Because I'm again. I told you I'm behind on all these things.
It's understandable.
So fiance, apologies. I'm not well versed. I am asking the questions why. So please, Ambush, give to me the story.
Yeah, TikTok, the security threat Meta warns your legislators about. Let's discuss the latest developments surrounding the popular social media app TikTok as the House of Representatives approved a bill that could lead to its effective ban in the United States. And you brought to my attention that it's been banned in other countries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The bill titled the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversaries Controlled Applications Act. Passed with a resounding 352-65 vote, with one member voting present, including introduced by Representatives Mike Gallagher and Raja Krishnamoorthy. The legislation aims to compel China tech giant ByteDance, which owns TikTok, to divest the app due to concerns over national security. I'm sorry. If enacted, the bill would require ByteDance to divest a TikTok within approximately 6 months, or else the app will be banned in the U.S. Here's the thing. If they divest within 6 months, or else it's going to get banned, either way, they're not getting their bread from the U.S. So, I mean, does it matter if I'm ByteDance? Anyways, the legislation has sparked debate, with some lawmakers citing TikTok's alleged ties to the Chinese Communist Party as a national security risk, while others raise concern over potential violations of First Amendment rights. In response to the House's approval, a TikTok spokesperson expressed regret, highlighting the impact on the economy, small businesses, and the millions of Americans who use the service. TikTok CEO Xiaozi Chu echoed these sentiments in a video message describing the vote as disappointing and warning about the consequences for creators and small businesses. President Joe Biden, who previously expressed support of the bill, has indicated that he would sign it if passed by Congress. The White House has provided technical support in crafting the legislation, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who is one of my faves. Meanwhile, former President Trump has weighed in on the issue, expressing concerns that banning TikTok could strengthen other social media companies like Meta, the parent company of Facebook. Trump's comments underscore the complex dynamics surrounding TikTok's fate in the U.S. The potential ban of TikTok in the U.S. has led to speculation about the app's valuation and has prompted creators to explore alternative avenues for business diversification.
I have questions.
You down front with the beautiful hair.
Oh, thank you. It's mighty nice as well. You know?
You know? Yeah.
Compliments get you everywhere with me. Why do these grumpy old men get to decide anything outside of what they're going to eat for lunch?
And what socks they're going to wear that morning?
No, I don't think they get to do that.
Mm.
You can tell me if you want the Cobb salad or you want the Caesar, but that's the decision making that you get to do. What? I mean, honestly, I feel silly because I didn't have the kind of time that I like to have to prepare for a story like this.
Right.
Because it's got to be very multi-layered, as they say, a multifaceted situation happening.
Yeah, because P-Town said, what else is in that bill?
Exactly.
And you would have polished it. You would have got to the bottom of it.
I would have it all, and I don't in the moment. But I did Google it. And I guess for me, I'm sorry. There are other countries that have banned TikTok. There have been other reasons cited. I want to know what this really is.
Yeah. What's it about?
What is this really? Because here's the thing. If you are telling me, and I understand that they, you know, a government can't, I don't know. I don't, sorry. They are saying this is so dangerous, basically, that it needs to be banned from the country.
Right.
What are they saying to people on TikTok today? Are they saying, hey guys, watch yourself?
Right.
I don't know if they are not able to do that, but if this is a national security threat, saying that you're taking it off of government phones is one thing, but like, should you be worried about your security? Like your information?
Right. Right.
And to be clear,
my data at risk.
Your data's been at risk since smartphones were a thing.
Right.
Because we do not move fast enough with the things we come up with. And for whatever reason, in the years of human history, we have yet to figure out how to think ahead of the person who is going to do something nefarious, mm-hmm. you know? It's as if we couldn't figure out how this could be used a bad way.
Right.
But we haven't had our data secure since we have been able to download an app.
Since Norton.
Okay.
Since that was Norton's job.
That's a little too serious. But yes, since then, your data hasn't been secure since you accidentally clicked on the clean sweep. And it just all of a sudden started running your computer. You know what I mean?
And it took hours.
Like, somehow my mom always has that on her phone still. I'm like, how did you get
Norton
this?
Norton on your phone in 2020?
Is that Norton? The clean sweep thing?
No, that's the other. That's McAfee.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is a virus. Like, so
if it's yellow, it's Norton. If it's red, it's McAfee.
It's a broom. I don't know what you're saying. I know that it's a broom and she keeps getting it. And every time I get a hold of her phone and I delete all these viruses and try and clean up this woman's phone, I come back. They're there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, we don't stay in touch with it. Like, or you know, we don't stay up to date. So mm-mm. It's like we're stuck in our own wonderment of like, look what we created. I can't wait to make this a product to sell to people. instead of being like, I wonder how a coder could make the could leave a door open.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or I wonder how somebody who hacks for a living, would they be able to just.
Right.
But they've been every filter that you use on your face.
Right. Right.
Including the one that isn't a giraffe. You know, it's the one that you use to be silly, the one that you use to be pretty, the one that you use to get rid of a wrinkle. Yeah. Every single one of those, you have mapped, they have mapped your face, baby.
Completely.
They've been had it. So that's why I'm confused.
I got swept up in the propaganda. I did. I remember because I don't have TikTok on my phone, right? And the first reason was, I don't want another app. It's not for me. Let the kids have their thing, your ticks and your talks. Then the national security issue was the second wave that I got caught up in. And it was like, listen, I know the station needs to have a TikTok, but you guys do that on your phones because you guys already have that. I'm not TikToking. I'm not ticking or talking on my phone. I need another device altogether for it. And like you said, and I know you weren't talking about me, mm-hmm. but why do the olds get to decide anything about this? Like, I'm so disconnected from that platform that the propaganda worked. Like, anything they want to say about it immediately, I'm like, see? And that's why.
Yeah, see, I didn't, and I don't even have to worry about that.
Not me, huh? No one's getting my data.
Never put that on my phone.
Huh.
Yeah.
Meta is scooping everything.
I mean, Meta is literally mad they didn't think of TikTok first.
Right,
or they
right.
didn't roll it out. Like, they've probably been trying to steal that technology or whatever it was, or, you know?
Right.
Like, I just don't really understand how this is a thing.
Right.
And I'm sorry that I can't articulate this yet. I'm sorry. This is not good radio or analysis or any, but like, I am so confused. It's a national security risk.
Right.
It is such a threat to our national security.
Right. You should have already banned it.
But everybody's 10-year-old has it. Maybe not 10. Definitely 10.
Yeah, definitely 10.
You know what I mean? Definitely. Hit those double digits, baby. You on the internet. So what do you mean? So when you are allowing a 13-year-old to have 7 different TikTok accounts. Like, what are we talking about? And it's not as if I want the government to be like, you know, you can't. Citizens, you cannot use TikTok, but effectively trying to ban it.
Right.
But also, this is how silly. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Cause I think I know where you're going.
The olds are old.
Right.
Okay. They don't know the things that are out here. So if I say to our kids right now, you are banned from that site, what would they do? Ambush, hit the VPN.
That's it.
Literally not even, it'd be like, okay.
There probably are. Our kids, I confidently believe our kids are using VPNs.
No, all the time.
Like.
Tempo's phone is in Portuguese.
Yeah.
Because she's in a VPN.
Yeah.
That is not, I mean, y'all, this is not something that Joe Byron is going to think of off top. When you talk about banning anything that's internet related and app related, he's going to, I mean, they think that the thought process is different.
It's literally the least qualified people having this conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're not going to stop these kids from doing certain things. So if it's national security, we're in trouble.
But also, why is the move? We're going to ban. Unless you guys divest.
Unless you divest and sell it to an American company, it's called capitalism, and you lost, right. America. Sorry.
You get to do this the exact round, obviously. Same thing. It's only cool if an American company has access to all this American's data. But it's a national, like, okay.
Okay, we got a couple of texts.
Yeah.
One says, the vibe I get is only we get to surveil our citizens.
Right.
Also, as a veteran, the government has been the weakest link of leaking my info again and again.
I am so sorry.
Talk to him.
I am so sorry. It's been your experience. Jeez.
Another one says, grandma's getting us in trouble again.
P-Town.
Put it to bed. The feds and Ted have that ish. I put Renee. I bet Renee is on TikTok. You know, I bet Renee wishes he could get his TikTok off the ground. I really do. But, you know, the Patriots, they've got their own little Patriot hog talk. Yeah. You know?
What, really?
No.
P-Town also said a riot cop got kicked off of TikTok.
I mean, amazing that you get kicked off of TikTok before you get kicked off the force.
Whoa.
I mean, I want. Wow. Okay. Another one says a bit off topic, but my wife says she likes Ambush's laugh.
Well, thank you.
I love that.
Oh, my gosh. They're usually fueled by Morgan's joke, so.
Oh, look at you.
It's quite the tag team there. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I need some time. So hopefully within this next week, I can come back next Thursday and at least be a little bit more informed.
I'm looking forward to that.
Some of the countries that have banned TikTok are sort of saying that same thing, but it's too vague. I need to understand better. You know that people in your country are still using that app.
Yeah. Yep.
You know it.
They're finding their way.
The decision to remove and block TikTok from government mobile devices is being taken as a precaution, particularly given concerns about the legal regime that governs the information collected from mobile devices, and is in line with the approach of our international partners. That was Canada. All right, I got work to do. I'm sorry.
All right, no.
This is not good radio. My bad.
I think it's great radio. Things get radio. You know what also makes good radio? Music breaks. We're going to hop into a short one and then come back. Which do I'm looking at this, the local PPP story. We got the Trump, having financial difficulties.
Yeah, I don't know which one we're going to do first.
You want to go Trumpy?
Yeah. I mean, as long as we can get enough time to talk about.
Yeah, I think we'll have enough time. We'll have enough time.
The COPs.
Sure. Did you say you're CO peeps?
I didn't, but I wish I did. It's okay, it's all right, it's a
blessing. Welcome back. News of my fiance, Morgan Jones, DJ Ambush. Join the conversation, 971-220-5979. That's the text line. Again, it is 971-220-5979. It's been quite the lively morning for anyone just joining us. The fiancés have been popping in the text.
Indeed. We've got some to read. I just want to say, though, I think in the music break,
yeah.
I was still trying to do some research.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that it's reported that U.S. consumers spend more time on TikTok. And it's by a lot. Snapchat averaged 23 minutes a day.
I'm so surprised Snapchat's a thing, but go ahead.
Well, Snapchat's a thing for a lot of people for a lot of reasons.
Mm.
Facebook, 38 minutes. Instagram, 48 minutes. TikTok, 78.
Holy smokes.
Your average minutes spent per day.
Wow.
And I'll just say this. I have been trying to get myself back into being on the internet in a actual, I don't know what the right word is. Interactive way, engaging way.
Right.
I've been struggling with that. I don't really get on TikTok. And when I do, it's because one of two people have sent me a bunch of videos and I have forgotten to check it. And now I have 100 things to see from Sydney and from Carlos.
Yeah.
But that's the only time I get on there. I don't sit there and scroll it. But my girlfriends do. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, oh my God, TikTok. Did you it's all the time.
I'm fascinated by the different talks. When I hear people say that, book talk or cleanup talk, I mean, like, what really is happening?
Communities, basically. And it's just that this is the thing that you talk about. And then people, this is also what I talk about. And this is what I like to, this is the content I like to watch. I wish that I were able to just, I think, spend my time studying people's use of, of like, what is the content they interact with? Mm-hmm. Because there's like, the number one TikTok watched last month was like a bowl of strawberries.
What do you mean?
Yeah. It was like a bowl of strawberries.
Was it animated in some way?
It was a video. It moved around.
It was the number one video?
Watched, yeah. Which I don't know what that means either. I don't know what any of these metrics mean.
Yeah, at all. True.
Because they can say whatever they want, you know? Like, we have no way to... And what does watched mean?
Yeah.
I am increasingly... I am sorry to... I'm eating time. But, like... No. What is that? Prime and Hulu are doing this, like... If you go into the app, it starts playing whatever featured movie or show that they want you to watch.
Oh, you mean Shogun?
I do, actually.
You mean they put Shogun on every time you open Hulu?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Yeah. Even when you hit the pose shortcut?
The whole button.
It takes you to Shogun. Mind you, a show I was interested in watching. But
that
you
I
have...
refuse.
Yeah.
I absolutely refuse.
In principle,
refuse right
I cannot
now.
Watch the show now.
I don't understand that. So are those considered views? And are those then... How are those then monetized, right? Do those actors get something better because you have faked the views? If it helped them, I would be okay. But I know it doesn't, because that's not how any of this works. But really, all I wanted to say real quick is that it's part of me, honestly, is like, are we just trying to get rid of TikTok because it beat us in the marketplace?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We couldn't do WeChat. We couldn't do TikTok. Couldn't figure out.
Get it out of here.
Because we want to control too many things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Elon don't really know how to cheat. He wants to take... He wants us to do WeChat, and he was like, I'll buy Twitter to do it. And then he was like, actually, I'll just use this as a disinformation tool.
Right.
Never mind. We don't need to do payments. We don't need to do any... Nope. We'll just... Let the white supremacists... handle the scandal.
Speaking of Elon, if you're looking for some laughs, check out that Don Lemon interview. Rudo said, get off Morgan's porch, TikToks. yeah, TikToks. And you said D&D talk.
For real.
Roticus Maximus. There's so many talks.
There are.
I don't know where to start. There's so many talks. So much talking. Yeah. Yeah.
Another text said they thought they were keeping the kids safe from a crocodile.
That was Crystal.
Crystal, good morning.
That was Crystal.
Someone else said.
Dang, okay.
Yes, love. Morgan, do your homework. I think that's how that's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's not
a, yeah. And then thanks for the shout out to the No Thumbs Club. Always here. Love you. Oh, while we're banning things, why don't we ban the things that are the number one killer of children, or at least have reasonable regulations of them? That, I believe, is called too much like right.
Yeah, that's never going to get done.
That idea is never going to win in the marketplace, you know?
Crystal said Shogun is quite good.
Dang.
No.
Do you understand why now I'm having a hard time? Because it's like, you can't program me. You cannot tell me that I have to watch this show. I am trying to watch Pose. That is what that's our dinner meal. That's our meal show. And I'm just hitting the Hulu button.
Mm.
Should you not be going home?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Jump into that. Let's jump into Poor Boy. Po Boy.
He is quite the sandwich. No.
That was great.
Oh, I lost the story. Oh, here, wait. I'm almost there.
I lost the lead, guys. Oh, goodness.
I lost it. I had it. I found it again. Okay.
There
okay,
it is.
Okay. The poor Z. Trump is going to have to borrow some money from somebody, but nobody has money for him. Maybe from one of his thieving kids.
Maybe. You know? Maybe.
With those Nepo babies for the win. President Donald Trump is facing mounting pressure as he races against the clock to secure a bond to halt the enforcement of a $464 million civil fraud penalty against him and his co-defendants. The deadline for posting the bond looms large, with Monday, this coming Monday, y'all, marking the end of the 30-day automatic stay of the judgment handed down by the New York State Judge Arthur
Engoron.
Thank you. What quite the glitch just happened. Without the bond, New York Attorney General Letitia James could move to seize Trump's assets, including properties like Trump Tower and his resorts and golf courses. Trump's attorneys have described the task of securing such a substantial bond as a practical impossibility, despite their efforts to engage multiple surety companies. Their petition to pause the enforcement of the judgment is pending before an appellate court, which could intervene on Trump's behalf. I thought you were rich. Are you not a Billy?
Sir.
I thought you were out here being a Billy.
You got all this money, man.
You have no bills? No billions? I'm sorry.
No billions?
No billions? While Trump's defense team explores various options, including appealing the ruling with, without posting the bond, his campaign has seized on the situation, launching a fundraising appeal to supporters and framing the issue as an attack on Trump Tower and his iconic properties. That is, in fact, what's happening. I mean, I just want everybody to, you know, understand that this is an attack on buildings.
For anyone that's paying attention.
They would, I wouldn't even need to say it if they
were. That's what they don't want to talk about.
Despite Trump's vocal criticism of the case and the justice system, some of his allies believe that any attempt by the state of New York to seize his assets would only serve to rally his supporters and strengthen his campaign. For Trump and his advisors, the calculus is clear. Whether the ongoing legal battle continues to bolster his image as a victim of political prosecution, or whether it begins to take a toll on his finances and legal standing, I need to say a few things. Number one.
Go ahead. Continue.
We have absolutely got to stop this, like, hey, guys, don't say anything about it because that's going to, his supporters are going to like it. Have you met them? There have you heard them?
There we go.
Do you know what do you know where we started from? Do you remember the moment when Grab 'Em by the hit the airwaves?
Right. It was a hit.
Do you remember seeing people who don't even, that blush thinking about that word? We're like, I mean, no big deal, right? Because stars. Rich. Right. Oh, my God. You do not, you're not going to make him more or less desirable to the people who find him desirable. Nothing that you say is going to bolster his, he's done it. This right. man is, has done nothing but show us that he isn't real, right? Like that the things that he's saying aren't real, that he is not a rich.
Right.
We don't have any reason to believe at this point in time that he has the things that he says he has. We know he has assets, but he doesn't even own those. Like, no. I want every, you, he licenses his name, and for the properties that they do still own, they have mortgages on. It's not like, but new ones, I mean. I don't mean like, I mean, you just got a $50 million loan off of that, you know?
Wow.
Like, be for real. Be for real. And I don't understand how you get to be the one out here telling us that you are so rich, you are going to finance your own campaign, then you don't do it. But the people that did finance your campaign continue to say that you financed your own campaign, which is some wild mess right there.
Yeah.
But then your lawyers are out here talking about $464 million is a practical impossibility to come up with. Why was he out here doing so much fraud then? Where'd that money go?
Crystal said Putin will pay for it.
That's it. I'm out of here. She's going to get that. She's going to get killed around here. I mean, I don't understand. How do you get to say that? You have been doing the criming for so long. If you didn't stash away a couple of bucks, whose fault is that?
Right.
Should you not be talking to Jared?
Right.
Jared got $2 billion from the Saudis. We will.
That was your connect, Pops.
You can't get a half? Half a, you can't get half a bill out of any of these people? Go away. Mm. And you have other very big, very big number lawsuits to pay out still.
I mean, that's where I'm looking at this, right? So he can't get any of his friends to pony up some money. He can't find any investors. One of the critiques for this whole situation was, like you said, this will embolden his
supporters.
Excuse me.
You okay?
He drinks some water.
Let's do that. How about this is looking like you know, one of those moments. I don't know.
When something goes down the wrong pipe.
Just drink the water.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're trying to still talk. I want to be able to just like banter by myself, but I'm also lightweight concerned that you're not gonna make it. You know?
Wow.
It looked harrowing.
It did look harrowing.
I didn't know what was going on. Where's Rudy Giuliani?
Rudo Giuliani or Rudy?
That is definitely not what I said.
Okay.
I would not put that evil on Rudo.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
But they're like, yeah, this will, you know, if we go down this road with Trump, this will embolden his supporters. And as almost like a caution not to go down this road.
No, it's exactly that.
Right?
It's hey.
And it's like.
Don't do it too loud.
Here's the thing on the real. His base has never been as large as the media has made it seem. They have propped them up and made them loud and made them more of a threat than they actually are. So no, we're not going to keep playing into this narrative where the rest of us need to be scared of what these people are going to do. These are the same ones you said that will be at these rallies giving him money.
Yeah.
Saying he got it out the mud.
Yes. Well, so I will. I may have misunderstood what you're saying. Yes, I think numbers get inflated, but mm-hmm. I mean, in the amount of people that voted for him was a lot.
Sure.
You know, way too many.
Yeah. He didn't win the popular vote, but it's still a lot of people.
Yeah. A lot of votes cast for that man.
Yeah. And there are a lot of dollars behind him. Like, we watch what happened with, was it Nikki?
Uh-huh.
The Koch brothers, they just swing, much like Phil Knight, they just swing their money wherever.
Right.
They got so much of it. It's, you know what, we're gonna go with Nikki for a while here, see how that works out. Oh, no? All right, fine. We'll put it on back.
It didn't work out. I mean, didn't he do that? It was like, I'm going to give money to Drazen, and then was like, that ain't going to happen.
Johnson and Drazen, yep. That's
or exactly the other way did. Around, whatever.
And now he just put another $2.1 million up.
Oh, for what, Vasquez or something?
No, I think it was congressional.
Oh, great.
Something a little bit higher up. Yeah. Bob said, my fantasy, Taylor Swift buys Mar-a-Lago and turns it into a wind farm.
I want it.
Yeah, you too want it.
I too want that.
Oh, my gosh.
It says Morgan's your money man gave Big Nina Cherry buffalo stance.
Yes, Rudo. Right. I didn't hear it in the moment. I hear it now.
Now you have to play that.
It's a buffalo stance.
This is not gonna happen. We're not gonna get to this story, are we?
To
the cops.
Local copping.
You gotta get your hands off of that mic too.
I'm sorry.
I just cannot handle it. If the fiancés don't care, sorry that I do. You know?
No. The mic noise?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It was just loose. Like, just, you know. I'm gonna get my hands off it.
Okay. I'm going to try and read this real fast.
All right.
I'm still so many questions about Donald Trump and why he even gets to. I mean,
these questions and much more.
You don't have to pay up. Here come the fuzz. The formation of a new crowd control unit within the Portland Police Bureau sparking controversy among community members. The approval of this new unit, known as the Public Order Team. Mm. Follows a recommendation from an independent assessor advising PPB to develop a new team to police public order events. This is, I think that's what we call riots.
Mm-hmm. Or public order
event. Disorder is a public order event. This decision comes after the disbandment of the Rapid Response Team, which has responded to unrest during the 2020 protests. Mayor Ted Wheeler emphasized the necessity of creating this new team, describing it as a must-have for Portland heading into the election season. However, despite assurances from police officials that laws and policies have changed since 2020, some community members expressed concern and a lack of trust in the formation of another riot control unit. PPP Deputy Chief Mike Frum acknowledged the scrutiny facing the new team, stating, quote, "This team has a lot of eyes looking at them. The public is watching internally within the police bureau. We are watching." Neat. The agreement to fund the specialized team, which includes a 6% pay raise for team members, was greenlit by the Portland City Council just yesterday, costing the city approximately $380,000 annually. I thought we did. Former members of the Rapid Response Team will also be eligible to join the new Public Order Team. I want you to remember the people that quit their job because their friend got charged for doing a crime are eligible to be the same team with the new name.
With the raise.
With the raise. However, community members are criticizing the decision, arguing that it brings back officers who harmed protesters with a raise. In the real world, these people wouldn't be getting a raise. They'd be getting a performance improvement plan. Paul Frazier, who received a settlement from the city following the 2020 riots, expressed skepticism, saying, quote, "I don't have trust and I'm looking for how has anything changed?" Deputy Chief Frum defended the need for additional pay and training, stating, quote, "We need to get the best people that we can get in place, pay them according to the responsibility and specialty that we're going to expect of them, and move forward." Are they doing public order uniting all the time?
You know that?
Well, so do they get the 6% all the time, or is it when they start their second shift?
Yeah.
Because I thought this was like a, you know, I signed up for this because I'm so good at anyway,
waving my baton at unarmed people.
However, critics like Juan Chavez of the Oregon Justice Resource Center, we have said this person's name like 15 times in the last 3 weeks, criticized the city council's decision to reform a riot squad within PPB, pointing to the contentious history of the Rapid Response Team and concerns about accountability. He released the following statement to Coin 6. Quote, "Apart from them getting a raise, nothing has changed from the discredited Rapid Response Team, whose members all resigned when one of them was held accountable for using excessive force at a protest. The trainings were part of the problem with the old RRT. Without new accountability measures or a ban on including abusive officers from the 2020 uprisings in the new team, the creation of the crowd control unit is likely a major backward step."
Mm-hmm.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Oregon was also critical of the formation of the public order team, and they released this statement saying the city's last attempt at a public order unit like this was a failed experiment, which culminated in a constitutional crisis marked by extreme violence used to silence protests that highlighted police violence and racism. We have little faith that this unit will be any different. Additionally, the Portland Police Association's claims of advancing transparency through increased training for the PPB's public order team are undercut by its simultaneous attempt to gut Portland's citizen-led police accountability commission at the ballot. Mm. The citizen-led police accountability commission was a significant step towards police transparency and accountability that Portlanders overwhelmingly supported. The oversight board was voted in by over 80% of Portland residents. Mm. Now the PPA is quietly working to make the public's oversight commission powerless while drawing people's attention to their supposed work towards accountability through pay bumps for public order officers. It's 8:59. I don't know. There's not enough minutes for me to scream about this. Or I don't understand. Explain it. The city council was like, seems legit. I think what kills me.
And the mayor was like, we need it.
A must-have, I believe, is what he called it.
Yeah.
What kills me is, working in nonprofits, I would frequently be like, are we just, so we're going to waste a lot of money on hiring an outside consultant who doesn't know anything about the culture of here. And not just here as in Portland, but yes, that. Mm-hmm. And not just here as in Oregon, but yes, that. But the culture of wherever I was working.
Right.
And you're going to do an assessment. Your assessment is of people on their most various, bestest behavior, right? Because they know that they're being assessed. And they are presenting you with information. So you're assessing the picture that they're giving you.
Right.
That said, what independent information did we need about a team that was disbanded because it was too violent?
Right.
What information, what outside anything do we need to even, like, who said we should have this? Who said, let me spend more money on a consultant? I mean, certainly if the consultant's going to tell you to hire more people and bring it back, yeah, you're going to spend that bread. But I mean, why are we even here? You have plenty. There's monies. There's so many monies. The greed is out. It's astounding. It's astounding. They didn't want Measure 110 to work because they lost a little bit of cannabis money. Mm. Not just because of that, but they, you know.
Yeah.
That money was redistributed. And why? Because they weren't going to be doing the thing. They're not supposed to be doing a lot of this.
You're right.
But they want to be able to have that discretionary spending, that their money. I do what I want with it. But they don't want to have to earn it. And there's no reason that the police should get more money when the police still can't explain to you why they have harmed so many people.
No.
It is astounding to me that this is the city council where two of these people think that they should be the mayor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
wait,
astounding.
Is it three of them?
Running for mayor?
Yeah.
I thought it was Mingus and Renee.
Carmen? I thought Carmen announced.
For mayor?
Yeah.
I don't remember nothing. Cool.
Points to stance for everyone.
But
it's the same city council. Yeah. Cool. Why are you looking that up? You're listening to X-Ray FM and KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Hale and Wheeler, Manzanita and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
I'm going back to bed.
Yeah.
What are y'all going to do?
Taking it.
Hey, fiancés, what are you about to do?
What's up with your personal biz?
We got a text that says, do we really need more POT in Portland? I know that's public weird. Order team, but oh boy, that's good. Okay. Okay, I got one more. Public order. I feel bad for the person behind me. I have a lot of things I need to order. Can't say that other one. Public order does sound handsome. Also not. I'm hungry. I'm going to order something like bacon. This is exactly, I mean, you know, yeah. Question, like Rumpelstiltskin, where the heck is Juan? And that part, their money was redistributed, are better known as defunded.
But it's not
because that's not, that money was never gonna be their labor budget, you know, like that, like
was it for their coffers?
No, just, you know, the extras.
Yeah.
That's the fun stuff. And if you don't have, if you lose your teams because you are too violent, you don't get to keep the money that came with the team.
Right. Right. Let's ramp the team up and augment the budget.
I mean, it just, you don't get to do that. That would not be the case in any other instance.
Could you imagine, like, when those guys resigned and they all quit? Someone on the inside saying, hey, guys, I know you're upset. Don't worry about it. We're working on something to bring you guys back. All right. Be available.
Listen, be available. If you're down, it's only going to be a couple months.
Exactly. We got something in the works. Shout out to the activities this morning. I was active, fiancés.
Yes. Thank you.
You know, P-Town, Rudo, Bob, Crystal. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
No Thumbs Brigade.
Yeah, definitely No Thumbs Brigade.
I don't know. We're going to figure that out.
I messes with them.
Yeah.
I do. This is my fiance. Brought to you by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush and our illustrious podcast editor, Kyle G.
Yay.
I've almost updated all of the songs on the playlist, so you'll be able to see those in the description. And once more, don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we're all free. Thank you so much for listening. And stay tuned for Tom Hartman.
Bye.